It looks like Apple has lost a little of its enviable luster. It is no longer the world's most valuable company. Exxon is once again. Why is Apple slipping while other online companies on the brink of death a year ago are going gangbusters?
Well, let's ask Rick Newman. He's the chief business correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, also the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Rick, thanks for being with us.
Happy to.
Hey, let's start with the news of the day, Apple losing the top global spot to Exxon. Is it an issue with Apple, Exxon, or both?
It's worth pointing out that Apple is still a very profitable company. I mean, we hear all these stories about Apple's stock falling. You'd think the company's almost going out of business or something like that. That's not the case at all. It still has a ton of cash on its books, more than $100 billion. I think it made $18 billion in profits in the recent quarter, and yet the stock is falling. And I think that indicates that there was just a bubble forming around this company. Investors were assuming that these awesome advantages Apple had. I mean, it had some of the best products first in the market, like the iPod, then the iPhone and the iPad. And they had a terrific advantage just because they had the best products in many cases, and they were first. And those markets are now getting crowded. So Apple products are still near the top and at the top in some cases. They've just got a lot of competition, and those markets are also getting saturated. So they're just not able to keep the market share up where it was and the sales growth up where it was.
Now, you have mentioned in your latest piece about Netflix, which a couple of years ago was almost in Apple territory as far as its stock was concerned, and then took a huge hit. But now Netflix has made the big comeback. Why?
Yeah, Netflix is a much smaller company than Apple, obviously, but it's sort of a barometer for consumer taste, which is why I think it's so interesting. And Netflix stock fell by almost 80% in 2011. They tried to make some changes in their business. It didn't catch on. Customers started fleeing the company. And people thought, well, maybe this company is really going to turn out to be a flash in the pan. It had a great idea mailing DVDs through the mail. But maybe, you know, it's now competing with Amazon and other big companies, and maybe it's just too small of a fish. But Netflix has really recovered. They have been out making deals. They're getting into original programming. And it turns out that many more customers are signing up for their streaming service. And guess what? They're doing it on tablets, such as the Apple iPad. So it turns out that the proliferation of tablet computers is turning out to be a good thing for Netflix. And if you think about it, that's how we watch movies these days. So that tells you some interesting things about consumer trends.
I guess sometimes little companies have to do bold things, Rick.
I think that's an important lesson. That's absolutely true.
Thanks so much for being here.
Sure thing. See you.
See you later. That's Rick Newman. He's the chief business correspondent for U.S. News and World Report.